It's vaccination day! Appointments are open, I'm group four. I don't have to stay here anymore. I'm sick of eating takeout on these plates. The time indoors has got me stressed, but I just checked on CVS. Finally, they're giving me some dates. I'll see actual real life people. It'll be totally strange. I might even get to go see a game. For the first time in forever, I'll hang out with someone else. Love you. But for the first time in forever, I won't watch sports by myself. Because you don't like sports, you know. I could go to a bar with buddies. You're the best. I don't have to live in fear. Love you. For the first time in forever, I won't be right here.
Guys, I'm really proud of you in quarantine. Kids, you've worked really hard. And honey, I think our relationship's gotten a lot tighter now that we've been in closer space. I gotta get on a plane now. Bye!
I'll sit in a seat that cramps my knees, and I won't care because at least I'm free. But then I'm going to an indoor place. I'll be that guy who shows the bar my brand new vaccination card, and then I'll shove some dookie in my face. Yeah, I know it'll take like 6 weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of that video because that is the insanity that we just lived through. And I know that 5 years ago simultaneously seems like yesterday and a lifetime ago. But it's easy to forget how bad things were when we're always focused on how bad things are now and how troublesome things are now. I saw somebody post a poll today asking how they would rate Donald Trump on a scale of 1 to 10. And I responded and I thought, I'd probably give him a 7.5, but that's still astronomically better than any other president I can think of in the first 6 months. Yes, we know the Epstein thing was troublesome. More troublesome than the cover-up was the way that he treated his supporters and the American people. The way he talked about them as it pertains to. They're questioning, they're doubling down, they're pressuring of him on unraveling this or actually revealing the truth and being transparent. And yes, we can give him a hard time about bombing Iran. Turned out, it seems like it worked out because the ceasefire in the area seems to be holding up fairly well, despite the fact that Netanyahu has decided to launch another attack and postpone his trial longer by bombing Syria, which didn't we just install a new regime in Syria? But there's other things to celebrate, other things to cover, other than just the Epstein thing, because while this Epstein thing has been unfolding, we've seen that it's become a major distraction from all of the other major stories that are just hitting the ground and running. And I know artificial intelligence has been a major topic of conversation, but we are about ready to enter into a brave new world, a brave new world in which everyone, I think, should be terrified. Because I just saw this breaking news about an hour ago. Global hack on Microsoft product hits U.S. state agency researchers say. Apparently, there was a vulnerability where a major security flaw was exploited in this widely used Microsoft server software to launch a global attack on government agencies and businesses in the past few days, breaching U.S. federal and state agencies, universities, energy companies, and an Asian telecommunications company, according to state officials and private researchers. This is the type of stuff that artificial intelligence is going to make 10x, 100x, 1000x more complicated and more difficult. So stay with us. We got more breaking news and analysis on the other side of this very short break. And make sure you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
When evil conspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser. And we've got so much to cover. I mean, from Microsoft having a massive hack to all these developments, namely Tulsi Gabbard revealing new evidence. And I don't even want to call it evidence because it's such an abused word. It's like a whipped dog. We see the left constantly say, there's no evidence of, there's no evidence of, there's no evidence of, there's no evidence of. When there can be evidence of something and it's still not proven or not even true. And they act like there must be no evidence whenever they want to shut something down instead of attacking the argument directly. And the other way around works as well. We have new evidence that the Obama administration engaged in a manufactured hoax in conspiracy with the intelligence community to accuse Donald Trump and many of his supporters of being Russian agents, of colluding with Russia. We have new evidence. No, we don't have evidence, folks. We had evidence just circumstantially years ago, the first time that this story came up. We don't have new evidence. We have proof that the Obama administration, in conjunction with the intelligence communities, engaged in treasonous conspiracy against a duly lawfully elected president of the United States of America. And I am telling you right now that if Donald Trump had done to anyone else what the Obama administration did to him and what the Biden administration then did to us, I would be deriding him as much as you could possibly imagine. And you know by now, after the last 2 weeks of seeing our coverage, you know by now that we don't just support Trump because we're shills for Trump. We don't just sell out because it's in our interest to back up Donald Trump. We were the first to aggressively, without testing the water, come out and say, what the hell is going on with this Epstein news? When Trump came out and there was that joint statement between the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation stating that Epstein actually did in fact kill himself and that there was no evidence of a client list and that no further investigations would be done, not only on Epstein, but on other third parties. We were the first. So you can trust me when I say to you now that if Trump had done what the Obama administration did to him, I would be critical as hell. I mean, this is brazenly anti-Republic. I don't even want to use the word anti-democratic because the Democrats, another word they've destroyed, have given democracy a bad name. In fact, maybe democracy gave itself a bad name because, after all, it is the leading cause of tyranny. And there's a reason that the word is not mentioned once in the United States Constitution. It's something certainly to be afraid of because the mob can violate your rights just as quickly as a tyrant by voting them away. It's why our rights are delineated. But I want to show you this clip 30. This is Tucker Carlson. Because it lines up with what our fundamental problem is in the United States of America. Our fundamental problem is that we don't have elected leaders anymore. We're not even a republic with democratic processes or elections anymore. Not necessarily because the elections are stolen, though sometimes they are. But we're not a democracy anymore because as soon as our leaders are elected, they are immediately blackmailed or bribed or deceived into totally disregarding the wants, needs, and interests of their own people. And here's why.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that.
including people on the Intel Committee, including people who run the Intel Committee, the people whose job it is to oversee and keep in line these enormous secretive agencies whose budgets we can't even know, they're black budgets, they're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. That's not compatible with democracy. Democracy is a really simple system, even representative democracy like ours. The people rule. They do so through elections. They express their preference through voting. They send their people to the capital city to run the government on their behalf. Whenever you have unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions, you don't have a democracy. You have something else, another system. I would call it a tyranny or whatever you want to call it. It's not a democracy. So that's like super obvious. It's playing out in front of everyone and no one cares and no one does anything about it. And I think the reason is because they're threatened. And every year, they're all – and I don't know – people say, oh, they're compromised or being blackmailed or whatever. I don't have evidence of that. But I know them and they all have things to hide. I know that for a fact. And so it's not a stretch of imagination to imagine that, you know, some committee chairman who's allowing warrantless spying on Americans to continue or whatever abuse they're allowing – knowing fully or hiding the truth about UAPs, ignoring the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, like why are they doing that? It's not impossible to imagine that some guy with a drinking problem or a weird sex life, and that's very common up there, that's why they're doing it, because they don't want to be exposed. I don't have evidence of that. I don't have proof of that.
Right.
But that's not a crazy thing to assume that that could be happening. And I said to somebody, a very powerful person, the other day in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official holds a really senior position, a very famous person. I was going crazy. I was so mad about all this stuff and about the warrantless spying and about the funding for these insane wars. And I said to the guy who serves in one of the legislative bodies, like, I was so mad my dogs were afraid. They're like, well, why are you yelling? Because I don't yell at home. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They're all, you know, got weird sex lives and all these things are hiding and they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, and I'm quoting, I know. It was like, okay, so at this point we're just sort of admitting that's real? Like, why do we know
what happened to the first president of the United States who attempted to actually control the CIA or the intelligence community in any certain way, any specific way? What happened to him was he got his head blown off while he sat next to his wife in a convertible driving through Dallas, Texas. And don't get me wrong, I'm actually happy for John F. Kennedy. What a way to go. I mean, if I could choose any way to die, don't get any ideas, but if I could choose any way to die, getting my head blown off in my prime, sitting next to a beautiful woman on a beautiful day in a convertible while a crowd runs out to greet me because I've been so politically honest and heroic in many ways. I mean, look, folks, at this point in time, everything is so screwed up and corrupt and dilapidated and degraded and hedonistic and just utterly fallen that if you don't get assassinated or persecuted for your political beliefs, you're probably not trying hard enough. Charles Bukowski is one of my favorite poets. On his gravestone, it says, don't try. And it's funny. He was charming. He was like that. He made being black-pilled kind of nice. But no. You have to try, because at the moment of your death, regardless of whether you believe in the afterlife or not, your brain is flooded with DMT, which sits dormant for your entire life. And if you die weighed down by an abundantly littered, soiled, and dirtied conscience, you will experience such a distortion of time-space reality that it will feel like an eternity of hell, even though for everyone else in the universe, it might have only been a few minutes. So it's not even a selfless or altruistic thing to do the right thing. I mean, do it for your own sake. You think a lifetime of being 70, 80, 90 years old is a long time? I just went to a funeral last week for my wife's grandfather. He was 95 years old. Very good man. If you think that's a long time, just wait till you experience what 3 minutes saturated in DMT at the moment of your death feels like if you die with a bad conscience. Feeling guilty about all the terrible things you did or all the good things that you failed to do. I mean, that's my main incentive for being here in the InfoWars. I mean, I do have a love for humanity and my country, and I have principles, and I like sharing my opinion in a world where it feels like our voices aren't heard whatsoever. There are things that I love about this job other than the selfish incentive, but the main motive, the main incentive for me to be here and for you, frankly, to be supporting this network at thealexjonesstore.com is so that at the moment of your death, you can say I did my best instead of I should have done more. But finally, we have an administration that has the balls to, at least in some sense, come out and hold these institutions accountable. And I know they've never been held accountable in a meaningful way in the past. And I know that investigations are not the same thing as prosecutions, and indictments aren't the same thing as executions. But we're taking a step in the right direction with these investigations on the Comeys and the Brennans and the Clappers and the Obamas, who Tulsi Gabbard herself, Director of the Department of National Intelligence, has called what she's seen in this evidence treasonous conspiracy. I mean, those are big, big, big words. Former Democrat from Honolulu? This whole administration's been littered with former Democrats. Once they see what the abyss looks like, they make a decision to change their lives. But I'm going to show you clip 48 here. I say these words very clearly. DNI Tulsi Gabbard speaks out on Obama and deep state's years-long coup against President Trump. She says she's got more coming out in the coming days. Let's watch.
And I understand that there is more, perhaps, that you are going to come out with next week. And I was told that that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, that they wanted to find the Trump-Russia documents that indicated there was absolutely no collusion and that there was no evidence to even start such an investigation. But Trump didn't have it there in Mar-a-Lago, but that's why they raided his house in 2022. Is that correct?
I don't have the details on the specifics of the Mar-a-Lago raid itself. Those are within the possession of the FBI. But there's no question in my mind that this intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered be published, which contained a manufactured intelligence document. It's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence that sought to achieve President Obama and his team's objective, which was undermining President Trump's presidency and subverting the will of the American people. So yes, next week we will be releasing more detailed information about how exactly this took place and the extent to which this information was sought to be hidden from the American people, hidden from officials who would be in a position to do something about it. And that's really the point here that I think is most important, Maria, and you said it in your opening. Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our country again.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't advocate for violence. I don't believe in breaking the law. I don't believe in murder. But one way or the other, and I emphasize that, one way or another, because of this level of corruption, people are going to wind up against the wall. And it's ugly. But what terrifies me the most is the fact that all of this is culminating and brewing and coagulating like a bad clot in your brain in this one specific moment in time where both the civilian class and the establishment class, the political class, are about ready to have unprecedented power with AI. I want to show you clip one here. Here's Musk talking about what it's like for him, speaking of AI, to be so hated. Let's watch.
If evil people hate you, well, you might be doing something right.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Much appreciated. Very good to talk to you. It was a real privilege.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Good.
And that's the same reason that I voted for Trump. I didn't even vote for Trump because I necessarily agree with everything that he was saying. I did support 95% of what he said, support probably 75, 80% of what he's done. I voted for him because all the world's supervillains hate him. I work for Alex Jones because all of the world's supervillains hate him. I work for InfoWars because all the world's supervillains are trying to shut it down. So if you don't know what's good, you almost certainly know what's evil. And then just go the other way. In fact, don't go the other way. Just run right into the storm. Run right through it. Attack head on. Because good is stronger than evil. And if good is stronger than evil, then it would be at our advantage to attack the enemy head on. But we're coming up on this artificial intelligence thing. I got to show you clip 7. It's not so much that AI is going to control us so much as it is that we are going to decide to totally merge with it. This isn't exactly the same thing as artificial intelligence here in clip 7, but I want to show you this because, folks, it's about to get real. We're in a real AI arms race with China. Watch this. This is a man who's a construction worker in China working from home, operating construction equipment. He's got 3 panels set up. Doesn't even have to go in. This is the future, folks. We are going to be working in our little pods, jacked into the Matrix, and hopefully the pods don't end up looking too much like the Matrix, where we're just surrounded by liquid and satiated while we live in some dream world. But Zuckerberg comes out this week in clip 17, comes out this week and says that in the future, everybody's going to want to be using artificial intelligence, smart glasses. Google tried to do this with Google Glass 10 or 15 years ago. It's closer to 15 years ago now. And it didn't take off because the technology sucked. But we are going to start seeing people totally immersed, totally integrated. I know people have been pushing back against social media and the algorithms and tech and here's how you should raise your kids. But just because people know that it's wrong and it's bad for you doesn't mean they're going to stop doing it. And as the technology gets better, especially if it gets better at a faster rate than it's apparent that it's harmful to the general public, it's going to get adopted and we're just going to get all absorbed and just wrapped totally into it. Here's clip 17.
I think the products that we're going to build are going to be pretty different, and I think are just going to touch billions of people's lives. I think we're kind of the premier company at developing products and scaling them to billions of people. And we're, of course, leading in the next generation of computing platforms with the glasses that are doing exceptionally well. And I continue to think that that's going to be the best form factor for AI because, you know, they can see what you see and hear what you hear and you can talk to them throughout the day. And, you know, once we get a display and the holograms in there, it'll be able to generate a UI for you. So I think that that's going to be, there's just going to be this incredible connection between those things.
Picturing my Meta super intelligence glasses companion friend doing things for me. I don't know. Am I on the right track?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to reach a point where, you know, you're going through the world and you're having conversations. One thought experiment that I like to do is in almost every conversation that I have, there's like 5 things I want to follow up on. But I almost don't ever follow up on all 5, right? Just because I go do something else. Maybe I'll follow up on 1 if I'm lucky. And, you know, I just think like, okay, in the future, we're going to have glasses and they're going to be able to, if you want, you know, observe what's going on in your life and be able to go follow up on things for you and either, you know, follow up with you later or give you information in real time in the glasses. And it's almost going to be like, look, if you need vision correction and you don't have glasses, just optical glasses, you're sort of at this cognitive disadvantage. And I think in the future, if you don't have AI glasses, you're basically going to be at a cognitive disadvantage too. So yeah, I mean, that's part of what we're going to do, but we're also very focused on the entertainment, the culture, the kind of personal relationships with people. I think that like having an AI that can help you with that is going to be super valuable. So anyway, there's a ton to do. There's no shortage.
It's like the mysterious man that always shows up to help you and you find out at the end of the story that it's been the devil the whole time. And look, I'm trying to convey a nuanced perspective on this technology. First of all, the debate, I don't know, just 5 years ago was on whether or not we should have artificial intelligence at all. Should we do it or shouldn't we do it? That debate is totally moot. Totally irrelevant because it's coming, it's inevitable, nobody's going to stop it. Now it's not just a corporate thing, it's not just a will of the people thing, it's a matter of national security. So it's coming. So now the question is, all right, well, what do we do about the fact that it's coming? There's an asteroid on the way to the Earth. It's going to hit the Earth in 5 years. What do we do over the course of the next 5 years now that we know it's definitely coming? Because we certainly can't debate on whether or not we should let it get here. It's already on the way. And it's going to come out just like every other technology comes out, just like the internet and social media came out and search engines came out and everybody just handed over all of their data to the Googles and these corporations that are basically just cutouts of the intelligence community by all intent. And they did that over the last 20 years because it was so new and novel and fun and wow, I can upload my own videos to the internet for everyone to see. Before, if I wanted somebody to see a video, I had to rent out a theater or make a movie that was famous enough backed by a major studio. Now I can just put them on the internet. Okay, Google. Okay, YouTube. Take all my data. Oh, wow. I can show pictures of me and my slutty friends at the beach on Instagram and be a thirst trap for all these boys. Okay, Instagram. Take all of my data. And just suck everybody in to the trap of the algorithm. But now this artificial intelligence is going to have this data. And it's not just going to have this data, but it's going to allow our intelligence community to weaponize the data in a way that is totally unprecedented. Because the government has always had all the information about us, certainly the last 30 years. They've just had no way whatsoever of using that information at maximum efficiency. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. We have all the cell data. We have all the text data. We have all the email data. But how are we supposed to find what everybody's saying? Well, now with artificial intelligence, you have what's called informatics, the mining of information to get what you're looking for in all the data. It's like famous stock traders who they look through all of the stock data and the charts and the news reports, and they analyze, based on all of the data and the reports, what the meaningful information is in order to make a bet on what to invest in next. It's like Michael Burry from The Big Short just pouring through the data on the subprime mortgage bonds. That's what our intelligence community has had to do for the last 30, 40, 50 years. Manually go through the data. Not anymore. Not with this artificial intelligence, which now I guess Mark Zuckerberg wants you to see the entire world through literally. And not just that, but then Facebook and Instagram and these other companies are going to know exactly what the world looks like through your eyes. And if they have that data showing on the screen to you, you know, like the first thing they're going to do is put a camera on that bad boy. Not one that can take a picture of you. These glasses are going to be right in your face, but a camera that looks at the world in front of you so you can catch Pokemon, right? Or so the government can see exactly what you're looking at any given time. And after we get these massive escalations in our ability to generate energy in this country, whether it's nuclear, whether it's space-based solar power, or some other trans-dimensional, interdimensional method through quantum mechanics, they're going to be able to store everything you've ever seen if you're wearing these glasses, and then use artificial intelligence to comb through every frame of every moment in every person's life. And this all comes at the pinnacle of the information war. So I tell you what, folks, if there was ever a war to fund, it's the info war. And if there was ever a time to do it, it's now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? And we have this deal that's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com. So the last day, you can get 25% off store-wide. All the supplements, totally incredible. For your mind, for your body, for your country, for your God, for your species. So please, for the love of God, for the love of humanity, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. I personally recommend that you check out the methylene blue because it will light you up like a Christmas tree. And hey, everybody loves a little Christmas in July.
I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time, not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get, because it'll just build build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it? Cancel. One click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, right when it was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships, 2-3 times the size, just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again for all of our collective futures to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight. It's Chase Geyser.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the artificial intelligence takeover, amidst this news from DNI Tulsi Gabbard, and we know she's not a sellout because if she was a sellout, I'm sure that the Democrats offered her a sweet deal. When she was running for the president of the United States as a Democrat, just back out. Just admit you were wrong. Just step down. Just stand aside. She could have just lived the rest of her life as a Democrat and sold out just like the rest of them. But she didn't. So we know that she's not selling out to Trump. She's not coming out with this information because she's just trying to kiss Trump on the hiney. She's coming out with this information because it's proof of massive corruption, where in basically any other country that I can think of, people would be executed. They'd be charged with treason. They'd be given a jury of their peers. They'd be found guilty, and they'd be hanged hanged. And look, I know I'm a little bitter about James Comey because after all, he's been spying on my place of work since December 10th of 2013, within 90 days of his appointment by Barack Obama, who is one of the most evil people ever to have walked on the face of the earth. In fact, he's so evil that most people don't even realize it, and people often look fondly back on the time that he was in office. I think he did just an outstanding job because he was so normal and calm and responsible. But the only reason his administration had any success whatsoever is because it came right on the back of rock bottom at the crash of the housing market. So anything would have been better for the next 4 years, 8 years. But Trump nailed it. And he's still actually nailing it as president of the United States. In fact, I like the big, beautiful bill. I don't like the spending. I don't like raising the debt ceiling. But I know why, for political reasons, for political strategy, it had to be done. You pass it now. You raise the ceiling. That way, you never have to negotiate with Democrats again on any of the issues. It basically contained everything that he wanted to do over the course of the next 4 years, all in one piece of legislation. Which is why it was so expensive, so massive, so controversial. But here he is. Remember, clip 13, here Trump is telling us about the Russia hoax when everyone acted like, oh, he's just saying that because he's unhappy with the way that he's been treated by the media. And he's just bitter because he's not having political success anymore. Let's watch.
Watch him walk out of a store and he's walking with a ice cream. And the question the media asked him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking.
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal. So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's
Leslie.
No real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes. And we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
They spied on his campaign and they got caught. They spied on InfoWars and they got caught. They spied on Alex Jones and they got caught. Dan Bongino was coming out with this years ago, talking about the list of influencers, even naming on the list. In fact, we should find that clip for tomorrow's show of Dan Bongino when he had a podcast and before he had to work for the FBI and enter into that hellhole. Listing dozens, if not hundreds, of right-wing influencers, prominent conservatives who are being spied on, looked at, looked into, investigated as part of a human intelligence operation by the intelligence community, the deep state. And look, the FBI, I know it's supposed to be a law enforcement agency. It is just an intelligence agency at this point. It became an intelligence agency probably really under Obama, but certainly after 9/11. It switched from federal law enforcement to domestic CIA intelligence. It's the Federal Bureau of Intelligence instead of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We have the Central Intelligence Agency, which is supposed to only do things abroad, spy on people abroad. Edward Snowden proved to us that that wasn't the case. Well, the FBI handles all the dirty work of the domestic stuff. They won't do any real investigations whatsoever, find any real missing children whatsoever, catch any real child predators whatsoever, but they will engage in everything that the CIA engages in, and they'll just do it on the American people. It's the Federal Bureau of Intelligence. In fact, they're running a human intelligence operation on InfoWars right now as we speak, a Type 3 assessment, which we have been in since December 10th of 2013. We know it. We've seen the documents. We FOIA'd it. They let it slip because we're right white-wing extremists. This is Comey, the same person being investigated by the FBI right now for treasonous conspiracy, by the way. So I'm no friend to these people. They have committed crime upon crime against the American people and our leaders, especially the ones that we support who are outsiders. But here's Schiff in clip 18. I just got to show you this again. Remember, he took the ball and he ran. It turns out he's getting himself in some hot water, too. Let's watch.
In which The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did. The Russians then delivered help, which we know they did.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion. The case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now, so.
You've said on more than one occasion that you've seen ample evidence of the Trump campaign's Russia collusion. Last March, you said you had more than circumstantial evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia.
I've certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
But we do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
Reviewing the evidence that I have.
And Schiff is just one example. I mean, somebody took the time, the painful time, to go through all of his appearances, find these instances of him lying and lying and lying on all these mainstream media platforms. And the truth is, the mainstream media platforms are just as culpable, just as accountable, just as responsible as the other members of the political class who engaged in this lie, knowing that it was a lie, because that's exactly what the mainstream media does. Is it because these corporations are corrupt and they just want to get the big story? How are the ratings? How are the ratings? We'll do anything for ratings. No, we know that's not true because they haven't done squat. I mean, all of their graphics, all of their production, all of their talking points are exactly the same for the last 20 years. And what other industry do you know of that can be doing the exact same things in the exact same way for the last 20 years and still be successful? Virtually none of them whatsoever. Well, this one can, this industry can, because these people are propped up by the CIA. They are cutouts of the CIA. In fact, all of these mainstream media outlets. Exist and operate for the sole purpose of not even deceiving the American people. In terms of trying to convince them of something that isn't true. But it's more sinister than that. It's trying to convince the American people that everyone else believes something that isn't true. So even if you know, as an average American, that the Russia collusion thing just doesn't seem to add up, even if you know, as an American citizen, when you see it on the news, that wearing a mask and standing 6 feet apart is unnecessary if either wearing a mask or standing 6 feet apart works, the mainstream media will still have you convinced, have you believing that, well, even though you know that or you believe that, everyone else believes this. So you better keep your mouth shut if you want to be isolated from everyone you know and love. Lose your job, have members of your family disown you. Things of that nature. So now it's not even about getting people to believe the lie. It's just getting people to believe that everyone else believes the lie. And I'm convinced now that their only real audience, especially Fox News, is Donald Trump. Love Donald Trump, but he's got to get off this Fox bandwagon. It's stupid. In fact, I think Donald Trump is probably the only person, literally the only person in the whole world that watches Mark Levin. And that's fine. See, for the CIA, for the deep state, for the intelligence apparatus, it's worth it to pay a Mark Levin however much he's paid. It's worth it to pay others at Fox News $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million to be on air. Because, after all, Fox News, mainstream media outlet, that's how the intelligence community communicates directly to the President of the United States. Say one thing in the briefing with him, make him happy. Then you just push him in another direction by airing what message you want him to hear on Fox News. But despite all the brainwashing that's been going on as it pertains to this private political press, there are astounding things that are being accomplished by this administration. They have stopped the bleeding at the border. They failed to find more than 10,000 of the kids, which I'm disappointed in. They failed to find a large number of the sex predators, the child abusers, which I'm disappointed. But this administration is going to put America in a position where it can still dominate in the 21st century. My only concern is, are we morally ready to have unlimited power? This is clip 14 of Trump renewing his commitment to blocking or banning central bank digital currencies in the United States.
I also remain fully committed to my pledge never to allow the creation of a central bank digital currency in America. It won't happen. My first... Thank you. And the other night, I will say, with some of the congressmen and women, they wanted that so badly. That was so important to them. I was impressed that they knew what the hell it was, to be honest with you. Please, sir, please, the central bank digital currency, well, you have to make sure, sir. And I'm saying, what do you know about that? It's amazing the knowledge that people have gained all of a sudden. We had a lot of problems with some of them. I said, we've already got it from the Fed, right, from Commerce, and from an executive order. You don't need it a fourth time. Sir, we have to get it. It's amazing. But they knew their subject, though, didn't they, huh? And we helped them out. My first week in office, I signed an executive order to ban the creation of a CBDC in the United States. And very soon, I look forward to signing legislation
look,
that will codify.
If you don't like the intelligence community knowing absolutely everything about you, just wait till it has the power to control all of your finances, which Trump is trying to block here. And you have to block it in four different ways. Otherwise, the intelligence community will just keep breaking the law. Many people don't realize that all of the regulations, as I understand it, all the rules or all of the powers that were given to the federal government in the Patriot Act, they're all expired now. Do you think that the federal government, as soon as the expiration was up, threw that peanut butter in the trash? No, they're still doing the same exact thing. In fact, here's that Bongino list from years ago of him talking about how conservative influencers have been put on lists to be spied on and harassed. Let's watch.
Folks, I've never shown you this before. And I debated showing it to you now. My list is more than 26 names. I'm obviously not going to tell you who I got this from, but the list of people to bump and target with, you know, Russian interaction and spying, put it on the screen. I've never shown you this before. This is from my source. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Ben Carson. Some of the names are not spelled right. It's for a reason I can't describe. I'll maybe go into it a different time. Don Trump Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Lara Trump, Melania, Jared Kushner, Jason Miller, Dave Bossi, Sam Clovis, Paul Manafort, Jason Johnson, Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Alice Stewart, Victoria Coates, Christopher Bourne, Jason Osborne, Chris Christie, Don McGahn, Michael Cohen, spell wrong. Michael Flynn, Alexander Jones, Jeff Sessions, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone.
You know why they spelled those names wrong. So when somebody submits a FOIA request for information about Alex Jones, nothing comes up in the search results because they have him in as Alexander. So the more sensitive ones, they just put that in as a little piece of shrapnel to keep you from getting the information in a FOIA. But I got it in the FOIA. And it's not just the FBI putting InfoWars or others on lists, or the intelligence community putting all those names on lists so they can spy on them. Just track them and keep track of what's going on. And we know that the left just loves watching the show. It's so good to see you guys out there. This network, every minute of it, taking notes. In fact, I am willing to bet that hundreds of intelligence assets have gone in as deep state zombies, been assigned the task of watching InfoWars for the sake of gathering evidence, and within 2 weeks, been totally won over by the amazing enlightenment you get on this network, and they quit. I bet you the turnover in the Alex Jones department at the FBI is so high because they can't get anybody to surveil us without falling in love. That's how good InfoWars is. But remember the Ukraine list, right? So the FBI, using your tax dollars, will put you and other influencers, for lack of a better term, on a list. And then they'll pay organizations in foreign countries like Ukraine to gather lists, put together enemies of the state lists. And I, and Alex Jones, and Jamie White, and countless others, not countless, there's an exact number, it's between 200 and 300, I believe, were put on an enemies of the state list in Ukraine. You remember that? Last year. Right after our government funded tens of billions of dollars to neo-Nazis in Ukraine on Hitler's birthday. as they waved the Ukrainian flag in the halls of our sacred institutions, claiming that January 6th was an invasion, an insurrection, when they don't even have the right flag flying or on their lapel. An invasion of what? An invasion of Ukraine? Or an invasion of Israel? Or an invasion of NATO? Because that's the only country being represented in those halls. But they put us on this list, and we all know what happened in the months that followed. The swattings. Look, I love Dan Bongino. He's a tough guy. But it troubled me to see him in that clip a few weeks ago after he and Kash Patel came out, said Epstein killed himself, said his wife was having a hard time. Well, Dan, have you ever had your house raided by a SWAT team at 1 a.m.? As men with rifles, who've just been aiming them at you as you walk backwards in front of your house, shine flashlights on your sleeping children. Because that's the kind of experience that Americans have who speak out against the institution you seem to be working in aiding. And there's something very interesting at the beginning of that last Bongino clip. In fact, Derek, please play that Bongino clip again. I want you to pay very close attention to what he says in the first 5 seconds. Watch.
Folks, I've never shown you this before. And I debated showing it to you now.
I've never shown you this before, and I debated showing you this now. So this is someone who debated whether or not he should show a list of American political influencers who are being spied on. That proves to us that Dan Bongino is someone who considers whether or not he should keep secrets on behalf of the deep state. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy, but I'm saying if he struggled with whether or not he should discuss a large list of conservatives who are being spied on by the FBI, don't you think maybe he would be inclined to cover up the fact that Epstein's in witness protection? If he's convinced that it's a matter of national security? Don't you think maybe he would look as uncomfortable as he looked making those statements with Kash Patel that Epstein killed himself? Like a dog on a leash being dragged into the vet. We know from that first clip years ago that he's incredibly sensitive about whether or not to reveal truths that he knows. Imagine the kind of pressure they're putting on him now. If there was no pressure put on him over that, I mean, that is vanilla right there. Vanilla, if I have ever seen vanilla. And folks, I don't even know where to go next. Why don't we cover the fact that Zoran Mandami is coming out. Good morning. I'm in Uganda to visit family and friends. Let's show clip 26, and we're going to unpack this. I'm going to get into some other good stuff, too. This is going to be a riot, this show. Watch.
Being a politician means listening, not just to your supporters, but your critics, too. And some of these critics, especially on a certain website, have been giving me consistent advice. For example, at SamWhite087. Zoran, go back to Uganda, where you come from and belong. At Teflon Gone, loser, go back to Africa. There are thousands like this from across the country. I hear you. And I agree. I'm going back to Uganda. I'm headed there in a personal capacity to celebrate Rama and I's marriage with our family and friends. But I do want to apologize to the haters, because I will be coming back. And since you will undoubtedly read about this trip in the New York Post, inshallah on the front page, here are a few of my humble suggestions for headlines. MIA.
The most offensive thing about this video is that he's saying that we're undoubtedly going to hear about it in the New York Post. Nobody reads the New York Post. You're undoubtedly going to hear about this on Fox News or CNN. Nobody watches those. It's just, again, it's a part of the psychological operation. What is he doing sitting in that coffee shop? Oh, I'm just like you. You get coffee. I get coffee, too. It's like Tim Walz changing the filter in his truck. Tim Walz pretending to know what it's like to shoot a shotgun. The only thing he knows how to do is leak information to the CCP like he did in the 90s. FBI investigation on that, any accountability? No. Why don't we make him impossibly close to becoming the Vice President of the United States instead? You're going to leak fake information about Donald Trump being in collusion with Russia in order to prevent him from having any political power, but they won't leak the true information about Tim Walz leaking military secrets to the CCP since the 90s to prevent him from getting the election. I mean, this is abominably terrible. Here's clip 36. We got another one.
Hello, everyone. Senator Omar Fateh here, candidate for mayor of Minneapolis. We are here at the Target Center today for the DFL endorsement for the Board of Estimate and Taxation, park boards, as well as the mayoral race. Really excited. We're talking to a lot of great delegates today about why we're running. I'm excited to talk about our vision for a city that actually provides meaningful public safety for everybody, no longer polluting our underrepresented communities, making sure everyone has access to clean air and clean water, fully supporting our public schools, and making sure everyone has a safe and stable housing. I'm really honored to be here today, and I'm hoping to earn your trust and your support. And myself, hopefully becoming a first-time father in a few weeks, I want to have a city that I can raise my son in and that all of us can raise our families in. So hope to earn your
Omar
support.
Omar Fateh has officially secured Democratic support for mayor of Minneapolis, folks. And does it remind you anything of this? Let's watch.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
What has this country come to, folks? Not only are they trying to steal the country, not only are they trying to conglomerate all political power into one political globalist elite and then subjugate the rest of humanity after a massive depopulation campaign to weed out those who take from the political class and ensure that they have a solid base paying in via central bank digital currencies to their globalist system, which keeps everyone safely and securely under their boot in the name of safety and security. But now they have taken it and escalated it to the next phase, the next stage. You want to talk about phase one, phase two, phase three. Let's get off the Epstein thing. This is phase 66 of the information war, where they're trying to hijack your mind. And they're not just trying to hijack your mind. They're trying to hijack the minds of your children. And every once in a while, they test out how much progress that they're making. They want to see if their operations are really having results. And so they do things like find out how many people who have been brainwashed in the various algorithms will support or oppose sterilizing any children who show any signs of gender dysphoria whatsoever. And they can get a pretty good gauge of whether or not their psychological operations are doing well based on the number of people willing to cut off their own children's genitalia in response to these algorithms which have manipulated them. And now it's going to the next phase, because it's not just algorithms manipulating groups in a somewhat efficient way. Now it's going to be artificial intelligence manipulating individuals in a nearly 100% efficient way. Listen to me. With artificial intelligence, everybody in America is going to be in their own personal cult with an AI cult leader designed specifically for them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Help us fight to prepare humanity for an unprecedented moment in the information war. Special sale ends tonight, 25% off store wide.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting to ever get him to take it on air. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, fog lifting, to just over the top crying. It feels so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr.'s loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen, to maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people hit within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Ellen, so please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get.
I think it's about the wing blue.